Southeast Alaska tribe celebrated the return of a long-lost ancestor August 26th when a Seattle couple donated back a 100-plus-year-old sacred Chilkat robe. KTO's Trip Krause learned how the robe made its way home and why it's significant.
Drumming, dancing, and telling stories over an afternoon, representatives from three Southeast Alaska tribes celebrate the return of their Chilkat blanket. Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian members held a homecoming ceremony in the Shuka-Hit clan house in Juneau. But this story of the robe doesn't begin here. For more than 20 years, the sacred object hung on the wall in the Seattle home of Bruce and Gretchen Jacobson. Gretchen says her husband bought the blanket from a store in Seattle's Pioneer Square.
And Bruce saw the blanket robe, and he fell in love with it and brought it home.
Although Bruce Jacobson said the couple had the robe authenticated, not much is known about its history before he bought it. One of their daughters, Sarah, was reading an art history textbook and found a picture of a Chilkat robe. Recognizing the similarities between the picture and the robe that hung on her family's wall, she began researching. When Sarah learned of its sacred ceremonial significance, she insisted the family was trespassing on traditional Native culture. The couple reached out to the University of Washington's Burke Museum. Later, they contacted Rosita Worrell at the Alaska Heritage Institute, where they eventually donated the robe. The couple came to Juneau as guests of the homecoming ceremony. Commenting on the story of the blanket, several speakers say that the family is integrated in the story of the robe forever. That's something that stuck with Gretchen Jacobson.
I think one person had said that, looked at the robe and said, the weave is just representative of how everyone is connected and everyone's related and we're all part of the whole picture, and it was a beautiful thing.
She said she may never look at Native artwork the same.
To realize that, you go, it made me think of all the different art forms you see in museums, and you think, wow, those are people's ancestors and spirits within these pieces.
Yale Nowu, Joe Zuboff, calls for the spirits of the Chilkat robe to come home.
Tonight I tried to put in some back the spirit that everything we believe, everything has a spirit. Today is a big part of our history now, so part of the history on that blanket that returned is a happy history that comes back. So
Zuboff represents Raven House in Angoon. He's also a caretaker for their A'u'u, or sacred clan objects. Many Southeast Alaska Natives believe that their sacred objects are imbued with the spirits of their ancestors associated with the items. Tlingit elder and artist Ken Kadanik, Paul Marks, thinks those ancestors had a role influencing Sarah Jacobson.
What took place today is as if our ancestors returned home to us. And the way it appears and sounds like to me is that the young lady who talked to her mom and dad, she heard the voice of our ancestors and that the blanket wanted to come back home.
His son, Paul Marks too, also spoke at the ceremony. He speaks first in Tlingit and then in English about the Nahain, or Chilkat robe, and its importance.
This is the way our At'u'u is. They are masterless items. We are caretakers. We speak, our words just move aimlessly about without our At'u'u. Achaya tlachkunach yage ataya. This is why hajit awa achya nachain. That is why it is such a big thing that you have done for us, giving us back this Nahain.
Chilkat weavers hope to study the robe to learn how it was made. In Juneau, I'm Trip J. Krause.
Video of the full ceremony is available on Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's Facebook page.